Harper Audio presents Attention All Passengers, The Airline's Dangerous Descent and How to Reclaim Our Skies by William J. McGee. Read by Gregory Itzen. Prologue. Flying sucks. I used to love the airlines. I loved everything about flying. In fact, aviation seems to run in my blood. I have relatives who have piloted airplanes, fixed airplanes, and ridden airplanes into combat, and I have quite a few siblings and cousins who have toiled for airlines over the years. Way back in June 1927, my grandfather, Bill McMullen, snuck my mother out of school and escorted her onto a trolley car so they could travel from Queens into Manhattan. She was 6 years old and had spent most of the winter in a sanitarium, fighting for her life against diphtheria, so my guess is that he left his other kids behind so he could remind her just how sweet life can be. He hoisted his little girl onto his shoulders as she watched Colonel Charles Lindbergh, the world's most famous pilot, pass by in a ticker tape parade. They were celebrating the Lone Eagle's triumphant return from Paris, a city my grandfather and namesake had visited just a few years earlier during World War I with the American Expeditionary Forces. It's a year worth considering. The American century was unfolding the way Broadway unfolded before Lucky Lindy during that parade. The possibilities must have seemed limitless. America was moving faster, further, higher. Despite the ominous stock bubble and the nascent march of fascism, the country clearly had faith in its workforce, in its technology, and in itself. It's no coincidence that 1927 was also when a blue-blood Yalie and former U.S. Navy pilot named Juan Trippe founded what would become the world's all-time greatest airline, Pan Am. More than 6 decades later, in 1991, I was the operations system control manager on duty when the final Pan Am shuttle flight rolled up to the gate at LaGuardia Airport in New York. In 1985, I had taken what I thought would be a summer job in the airline industry, which quickly led to working for 4 different carriers, and in many ways, it's as if I never left. After 27 years, I'm still immersed in the business, though now I write and advocate about it rather than work in it. As the old-timers say, I've got Jet A1 fuel coursing through my veins. I really did love the business. I loved airplanes. I worked in the airlines, went flying on my days off, served in the Air Force Auxiliary, vacationed at air shows, and even stayed up nights writing about airfare, my own fictional air carrier. As Ed Acker, the former CEO of Air Florida and Pan Am, aptly noted, once you get hooked on the airline business, it's worse than dope. Amen. And so, like millions of other Americans, it pains me to see what's happened to what was, at one time, the exhilarating experience of boarding a flight. Today, commercial flying sucks, and everyone knows it. The first time I traveled to an airport, I was 5 years old. Most of my very large family piled into our 1965 Mercury Colony Park station wagon, and my brother and I had to be extra careful crawling over the tailgate to settle into the rear-facing third seat. That was because we were wearing dark suits, white shirts, and ties. My sisters were wearing dresses and shiny shoes. We were en route to John F. Kennedy International Airport, and we weren't even flying. It was 1967, and my oldest brother was home from Fort Gordon in Georgia for Thanksgiving leave. Think about that. We were just visiting an airport, one of dozens of families waiting in the arrivals hall as a plane load of shaved GIs filed through with duffled bags slung over their shoulders, and we were dressed as if it were Easter Sunday. I consider that every time I'm crammed in next to some guy who crosses his bare legs against my tray table, as I count the curly little hairs on the knuckle of his big toe and munch on the blueberry pomegranate trail mix crunch that is just $4 on U.S. Airways. In researching this audiobook, I spoke to a lot of veteran travelers who whined about the good old days romanticized on TV in Mad Men and Pan Am. You know, when flyers didn't dress in shorts and tank tops and flip-flops, employ stage voices to speak on cell phones and crowded jet bridges, hit old ladies in the noggin cramming overstuffed carry-ons into overhead bins, or engage in fisticuffs with flight attendants. In other words, they were civilized. Let's be clear. We asked for democracy, for the eradication of that dated term jet set, for air travel to become accessible to the masses, for flying to become a God-given constitutional right, like bearing arms or blogging in all uppercase letters with no punctuation. We asked for what the Universal Declaration of Human Rights calls freedom of movement. And the 1978 Airline Deregulation Act gave us just that.